Stand where you can see the red roofs, white towers, ocean light. The hotel was built in 1888 to sell the idea that some places never have a bad day. Look at it long enough and you start to believe it. Now imagine a Thursday in November 1892. Cold, four here. The train from Los Angeles lets a young woman off at the ferry landing with one trunk and no companion. She's 24, maybe 25. She walks the lobby alone and signs the register as Lottie A. Bernard. The clerk notices her face is drawn. She says her brother will join her. He never does. She stays 5 days. She eats almost nothing. She walks the verandas at hours when respectable women don't. On Saturday, she takes the ferry across the bay and buys a .44 caliber revolver in a shop on Fifth Street. The clerk in town doesn't know what's wrong with her any more than the staff at the hotel does. Sunday, she's seen on the beach. Monday morning, a porter finds her on the exterior staircase facing the water. She is dead, and the gun is hers. The papers eat for a week. The hotel calls her Lottie Bernard because that's what she wrote. Days pass. A husband shows up, not a brother, and the name comes apart. She was Kate Morgan. She'd been traveling with a card cheat named Tom Morgan who left her in Los Angeles. The coroner's inquest reaches its tidy verdict. Suicide. The body goes east on a train. The story stays. Here is what the hotel could have done. It could have erased her. Cabinet of records sealed, room renumbered, staff told not to speak. Plenty of resorts have done that to plenty of inconvenient dead. Or it could have done the other thing, made her a sideshow. Ghost tours, plastic plaques, an actress in period dress moaning in the hallway at 9 and 11. It did neither. The Hotel del Coronado Heritage Department keeps a careful file. The 1892 timeline, the assumed name, the inquest material, a 1990 book by historian Alan May. The hotel will tell you which room she stayed in and which staircase she fell on, but it tells you in the voice of an archive, not a haunted house. The legend keeps tugging her one way. The documents keep tugging her the other way. The hotel lives in the seam. Look at the staircase that faces the water. A woman who wasn't being looked at climbed it alone. A woman who is still being looked at, every day, by everyone reading her name in a brochure. The fairy tale this place sells is real. The wedding photos on the lawn are real. So is the trunk that came off the ferry with no companion. The Dell has chosen, again and again, to hold both. Not to flatten one into the other. Walk back toward the bay. The next stop is a bridge whose curve was drawn by the Navy.